Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump on his way to the White House for a meeting with President Biden.
Despite their bitter rivalry, the White House is adamant that the American people need to see this, that this meeting is critical to underscoring the importance of a peaceful transition of power. As President Biden has said, this is how democracy works. Now, the president is also likely to use this opportunity to impress upon his successor several key issues, including the fight for Ukraine.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels telling NATO members that the U.S. will continue full funding of Ukraine until President Biden leaves office. President-elect Trump has named Pete Hegseth as the next defense secretary. His military experience, Army National Guard captain. His other experience, a host on Fox News. Trump has also tapped Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, which is not currently a government agency. The acronym DOGE is a nod to Musk's favorite crypto.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde has yet to concede the race to Senator Tammy Baldwin a week after the election. In a social media post on Tuesday, Hovde said he was gathering more information to decide whether to request a recount in the razor-thin election and questioned what he called voting inconsistencies. During an interview following the post, Hovde admitted that he lost but still did not concede the race. The Milwaukee Election Commission later put out a statement unequivocally refuting Hovde's, quote, baseless claims. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared next week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in the state. According to a press release from Wisconsin Emergency Management, the designation is meant to remind residents that winter weather can cause dangerous conditions and they should begin preparing for those cold months now. DHS officials say there were dozens of cold-related deaths last winter, as well as hundreds of emergency room visits and hospitalizations. Residents should make their plans and gather essential emergency supplies now. The Duluth City Council voted to approve a resolution providing more funding for the Damiano Center and CHUM on Tuesday. The resolution requested $500,000 in funding from the sale of the Cirrus Incubator Building, as well as an additional $500,000 from the Duluth Economic Development Authority. The funding would go towards the construction of a 120-bed shelter at the Damiano Center and the expansion of the nonprofit CHUM. The City Council voted unanimously to pass the resolution. The Duluth Area Chamber Foundation has announced that Honor Flights will be returning for veterans in the region. In partnership with Honor Flight Northland, selected local veterans will be able to fly to Washington, D.C. free of charge to visit the memorials honoring the conflicts that they fought in. The flights have not taken place in Duluth since the spring of 2023 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and funding concerns, but another flight has been scheduled for May 31st. Veterans interested in participating can apply for the Honor Flight online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least 8 more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I felt pretty good last game too, but before that I was pretty beat up, so, that's why.